Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pajemski with a tough defensive rebound. A good rebounder for a guard. Pajemski penetrates over to Moody. Moody not afraid to fire, and why not? He's been hot all night long. Timeout, Phoenix.
Dub Nation, this is Moses Moody coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thanks, Moses. And I know one guy who's very pleased with your performance last night. Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Yes, he was.
Good news, damn it.
There you go.
It was good news. You know, like, Goose so funny. Last night, he was talking about, you know, the Warriors were saying this and that, and he just goes, you know what? I think Moses is going to have a big game tonight. I'm like, why? You know, like, Phoenix or, and he's, I'm just feeling it. I'm just feeling a Moses game. And he was right.
He was really right.
Moses damn near didn't miss.
I know. It wasn't even close. I was watching the game last night, and no, Moody was really good. And Pods was good. Pajemski was good last night. He's a different kind of player, Pajemski.
Now, what does that mean?
It means that, you know, I always say your greatest strength is your biggest weakness.
Mm-hmm.
I think it, you know, for him, it's when he's on the court, he's going to impact the game. He just is. He's going to stick his nose in there. He's going to be aggressive. He might take a couple shots you don't like. But at the end of the game, you're hoping that he's done more positive things than negative things. And last night he did. But there's just something about, I feel like every game he goes in, he's going to do his thing, and it's either going to work or not. And there's not a lot of letting the game come to him, or, I don't know, just easing into a game. He's not that kind of guy.
Well, that's not his job right now, because he comes off the bench.
Well, that's true, and so, that's why I kind of like him coming off the bench more than start.
No, I do too. I think he impacts the pace of the game. Like, Kurt talked about, this was pregame yesterday, he was saying basically that one of the keys for playing as fast as teams do in the NBA is you need guys that are good passers, and not that they're necessarily like they take special care of the ball, but you just have to be, you have to know where to go with the ball. And I think for the most part he does. And so to me, like, when he comes right into the game, I think his job, they're just like, push everything. And if you make a couple mistakes, that's going to happen. But he's only playing like 23 to 25 minutes right now. I mean, I think we've kind of seen what the ceiling is for him. And I think the only way that it can really improve is if he starts to shoot it better. But like his role on this team this year to me is probably what it should be.
Yeah, and I was going to add, I think it's secure, obviously. Like he might not play as much as he played last year, but in a way, he's going to have to be better than last year or more, a little more reliable if he's going to play, you know, 23, 25, 27 minutes a game. You said to me before the game, before the show, you know, Kuminga wasn't very good last night. And just so people realize, I am not a Kuminga hater. You know what I said? Yeah, who cares? They won. They won the game.
Who cares?
That's well, right. You're going to throw me under the bus. What I said was that was the worst game he's played, which is a compliment because he's been really, I think he's been steady.
I think he's been very good. I think he's been, if you look at the way he's played in the past and you look at the way he's playing this year, he's been very good. There's no doubt about it.
Like, I think that was the first game he didn't close last night. And he'll, to be fair, he probably would have if Moody hadn't been shooting the lights out.
Right. But I just, this is my big thing. It's like, if you don't play well and your team wins, it's like, it's a mulligan. It just is for any player, not just for Kuminga. And so we did have a little bit of a disagreement over Draymond Green.
We did.
It felt to me like he turned it over 9 times. And I only had 4. And I'm going to assume that his defense was really good, but he's throwing some bad passes. He's trying to throw
through
tight.
When does he not?
Well, he's always done it, but now he's like a split second late. Just a split second late, it feels like. You ready? I think he's taking too many chances with the pass on offense. He's really looking for stuff in tight windows, and that's all. I think he's been careless with the ball this year.
Well, I thought he was really good at the beginning of the game defensively. I mean, he just disrupted everything. There was like a 3-on-1 fast break that he broke. Like, he is one of the best I've ever seen at. He's backpedaling in transition. Yeah. There's a 2-on-1 or a 3-on-1, and somehow not only does he break up the first pass, but he somehow forces a change of possession. Like, I think the ball went out of bounds off the Sun, and the Warriors got the ball. Yep. And like, there's nobody better, in my opinion, than Draymond Green at that. And so that was one part. But also, I think the turnovers started to come in the third quarter. Well, he had a really bad one in the first half where he just like threw it to the other team. But I think Jimmy Butler not being in the game means that like he is trying to do a little bit too much.
That's a good point.
Because there's not another guy to facilitate, and he has to be, you know, like him and Pods are kind of the two, I would say, connectors, if you will, without Jimmy Butler on this team.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Without Butler, an option of playing a certain way gets taken out of the equation. And that's fair. Now, the part about, you know, Curry was sick and Butler has a back issue. Steve Kerr, before the game, this is what he said about the road trip. It was just a 2-game road trip, but this is what he said, and I wonder if this alarms Warrior fans.
I could tell on the road trip that all three of those guys looked tired. I mentioned it's a very unusual schedule to start the year. You know, none of them had missed a game, and I think they just ran into a little bit of a wall, and obviously Steph came down with the illness. So we'll get through it, and we'll be fine, but it's just a really tough part of the schedule, and we'll do the smart thing.
I mean, it might be a tough part of the schedule, but then again, we're only 8 games in.
But the schedule does soften. I mean, you have to agree. Like, so this is the Warriors' third back to back already through the first 10 games.
They had
Denver, Portland.
Oh yeah, and then the one before that was
Memphis, Clippers, and now this back to back, Phoenix, Sacramento.
Okay, yeah,
they've had 3 back to backs within the first 10 games of the season. they're also amidst a stretch where they play 10 road games the next out of 12, I believe. I mean, that's a pretty tough hand right off the rip. So the schedule is going to soften a little bit. By the way, during that road trip, you get OKC, San Antonio twice, and the Orlando-Miami back-to-back, which you didn't get until February of last year. I mean, it's a pretty tough schedule off Jump Street. You know, and so I think that, like, to me, if you're looking at the first month and a half of the season, you get it to, like, after last night, there's one home game between now and November 21st.
Well, I guess that's where my mind went, is it feels like you're in a little, not trouble, but guys are going to miss tonight, and really you're on the verge of your tough stretch right now. Like, you could say they're in the middle of it, but it's going to get a lot tougher. But again, like, to me, this is something that, you know, we knew was going to happen, and we were kind of waiting.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Waiting for it, and tonight it's going to be here. And so we'll find out a little bit more about the Warriors tonight, because they're playing without Steph, and it may be more than that.
Yeah, I think tonight's a prove-it game for the young players. You know,
no doubt.
Like, do they have to win tonight? No, but I think they can. And if they do, you look at the rest of the road trip, and all right, Steph or Jimmy's probably going to miss. Draymond might miss a game. Horford's certainly going to miss a game because they have a back to back involved in there. I think they have two, actually. So it gives you more confidence that they can win those games when they're shorthanded. Because, like, in a way, the NBA regular season has become more about winning shorthanded games than ever before.
Right.
You have to win a couple of these games, and it doesn't really matter how you get it done. Again, you look around the league and you see teams that don't have their stars or maybe don't have a scoring punch in, and, like, they're just figuring out how to get it done. And maybe that means tonight in Sacramento, Steiny, the Warriors are saying, we're shooting 55 threes tonight. You know, we're taking as many threes as possible. If we're hitting them, we're going to win this game. If we don't, well, we were going to lose it anyways if we try and play them straight up. Like, I think that's where you're just seeing this league go, especially with the amount of young guys, too, and just the, like, it is so volatile, the level of performance night to night with all these teams. To expect to get the same group every night, even when you're healthy, I just don't think is realistic anymore.
All right, Cyrus in Oakland on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Very fair. Five back-to-backs in a month, 7 games in 10 days in 5 cities. No other team has more than 3 back-to-backs in a 30-day span during the whole season. 5-3 is incredible. Cyrus in Oakland. I mean, could you make a case that it'd be better to have all these back-to-backs now rather than a little later in the season?
So that's something I've gone back and forth on. Logic would say yes, but your body is also just getting accustomed to the physical bombardment.
Right.
So in a way, like, I mean, I don't really think it makes a difference, to be honest. You know, if you had it in the middle of the season, well, you're probably a little more, your stamina's dinged a bit more, but you also have prepared yourself for playing because you've got a month or two in of the season. If it's at the end of the year, well, then you got a chance to chase some games and other teams are going to be equally tired. At the beginning of the year, your body is just getting into it. So I really don't think it makes a difference, but what is undeniable to me, Sonny, is that the beginning of their season has been a schedule from hell, and they're just trying to figure out how to navigate it.
I wonder if kind of this, like, I really do feel like the Warriors were ready to play game one, and maybe it was not just ready to play game one. I feel like, you know, they were ahead of teams, and I wonder if that's wasn't a way to kind of maybe try to combat an early season schedule that looked tough, was to maybe try to maybe be a little more ahead of schedule than other teams. One thing's for sure, the bench was terrific last night against the Suns, and you know what? They have to be good again tonight, you would think.
I thought the bench was great. I mean, Moses was the player of the game tonight. His defense on Booker and his shooting, he was fantastic. You know, he's just found his groove now, you know, after missing most of training camp with the ankle. So it was a tough start to the season for him, mainly because, you know, we found a different starting lineup and a different rotation while he was out, and we were doing pretty well. But he's forcing his way back into the mix for sure. And then Quentin was great. But I thought the bench, Buddy, Pat, Trace in the first half really took control of the game. It was fun to watch.
Yeah, I forgot about Trace Jackson Davis.
No, he was really good. I think at half he was like a plus 16. You know, he got hurt by being on the floor during that run that Phoenix went on when there was kind of a weird just cobbled together five by Kerr. Like, it was Spencer and Santos and TJD. It was really weird. But yeah, you saw some alley-oops. You saw him try and dunk a couple times. I mean, that's what he's out there to do.
Yeah, by the way, speaking of the alley-oop, that Potts made a nice little hook pass to Kuminga on that. That was heads up.
Buddy had a nice pass, too. That was the one to TJD, the first one.
Trying to remember that one.
It was like from outside the three-point line.
Oh, yeah.
Spiked it.
Yeah, I mean, here's the other thing. If we're realistic about these two opponents, the Phoenix Suns and the Sacramento Kings, they're not going to finish in the top five of the Western Conference, you wouldn't think. In fact, they're probably going to finish in the bottom five. So I do think these are the games where if the bench can help you win them, then it shows that you can be a pretty good team. If they're able to go up, I don't care who's playing or who's not playing for Sacramento, if they're able to go up there tonight without Steph and, you know, whatever, Moody brings it home with Post and a couple other guys, you know, then I look at this team and say that's exactly how they want to do it. If they can somehow not, and I thought last night they could have gotten away with not playing their, you know, their older guys as much. I know Butler wasn't playing because the game got a little bit, just a little bit too close. But they were really close to having that being a perfect game for them, I thought, because that's the game you want to come out against the Phoenix Suns and have your young guys produce, because they're more on a level with the players on the Suns team than when you play the contenders.
I mean, I also just think that if you go back to the 2022 season where they won the championship, when they went 18-2 to start the year, and I don't think this team is they're certainly not as young and not as fresh as that group, but these were the games that team won at the beginning of the season. Like the back-to-backs where maybe Curry had to sit. I was just going through a couple box scores, and there was a game in mid-November where they played on a back-to-back, and they were at Detroit, and the starting lineup was Jordan Poole, Juan Toscano-Anderson, Gary Payton II, Kevon Looney, and Andrew Wiggins. And Jordan Poole had 32 that night. Like, who's going to be the guy tonight if Curry and Butler don't play, maybe if Green doesn't play too, who's going to be the guy to carry the load?
I think there's an obvious answer.
It's Kuminga.
Right.
So this is one of the reasons why you brought him back this year, and you did not want to. You did not want to trade him, because whether you believe that he was going to fit in and, you know, acclimate as well as he clearly has through the first eight games, whether you thought that was possible or not, it was undeniable that a night like tonight is where Steve Kerr goes to him and says, I know you might not be happy with your role, maybe you are, but this is your night. You're going to have as many opportunities as you want to get as many shots as you want. And you know what? In fact, we're going to need you to take 20 shots tonight because ain't nobody else that can do it. So that's where, you know, if this team wants to be similar to that group that won the championship, tonight's a night where, yeah, you can go get this game.
Yes, you can. And so I wrote down three words as we were talking about Kuminga here. Hard, challenging, and then I said unfair with a question mark.
Okay.
So I got to give this guy some credit, Kuminga, and maybe I'll even want to give him twice as much credit 4 days from now. But I'm sorry. It is not easy. Jonathan Kuminga has been playing now with Butler and Curry for the first eight games. And he seemed to have figured out some things. Let's just put it that way. Okay. Now, I get it. He might say, I get 30 shots. But you're asking a lot of Kuminga. Pajemski tonight is going to play exactly like he's always played. Moody's going to play exactly like he always played. But Kuminga has to go into this game tonight and change his role a little bit. He is now the number, like, for lack of a better term, he's the number one option. Tonight, he's going to be a number one option. Last night, he was a number three option. And last night, he wasn't great, but they won. But now tonight, he's got to go to Sacramento and kind of be the man and produce on demand in a way that he hasn't produced this year yet because he hasn't been asked to do that. I just got to say, that's not the easiest thing in the world for a player to do.
No, but to be fair, he's
proven he wanted.
No, he's proven that he can do it. I mean, he literally went from not playing in the Rockets series to scoring 30 points in a Western Conference semifinals game. I'm not so worried about him scoring. I am worried about the Warriors winning the game, though. Like, I think he can get his. In fact, tonight is probably like, all right, tonight's my night. What I think is also going to be difficult in that vein, though, Steiny, is so the Warriors play tonight, and then they...
Yeah, I have no idea who they have after this or when.
They're at Denver on Friday.
Okay.
Assuming that Curry or Butler is back from that game, what I think is going to be equally as tough as switching from the three, see, now you got to be in one mode, is right now we need you to go back to being the three.
Yep.
Like, it's one thing that he hasn't had to do it this year, so he's locked into his role. I think he's done a really good job in embracing what the Warriors are asking of him. Now, okay, he's got to be the one tonight. Tonight's going to be fun. Like, I think we're going to see a juiced up Jonathan Kuminga. We're going to see whether he makes the right plays or not, doesn't really matter. I think he's going to be excited tonight. But then on Friday, all right, JK, we need you back in the third row. You know, Curry's back, Jimmy Butler's back. That to me is the jockeying that while he did sign up for this and he signed that contract, that's where I can see, all right, this ain't gonna be fun. You know, like you're in the limelight tonight and then you're back to being a backup dancer.
Yeah, I also think there's something we haven't thought about, or maybe we have, but we haven't mentioned it, is weren't there reports that he wanted to go to Sacramento?
Well, his agent was there last night, and I can only assume that Aaron Turner is going to be there tonight as well. The two teams that we're interested in this summer, the Suns and the Kings.
Yeah, I think, I agree. I think this could be a fun night for Kuminga. I'm just saying, he may have to have a little mindset change, but it's kind of the role that he always wants or always wanted, but he's not going to get it every time. But tonight, you know, the other thing is, to me, it's not, You know, we know. Like, here's the other thing. This could be another step in his evolution. I mean, we know that he could just go out there tonight and get 30 and they could get beat, just like he did against Minnesota. But now it's about getting a better look-see if he can maybe start making other guys better.
A look-see?
Yeah, you get a look-see tonight. You've never heard that?
No, I have. I just haven't heard it in a long time.
Yeah, you get a look-see, and if you know, Kuminga as a one. And
a look-see.
And maybe we get to see some of the growth of his game, and he's the best player. You know what I'd like to see tonight? I'd like to see Jonathan Kuminga be the best player on the Golden State Warriors tonight and them win the game. That would be very, very encouraging. 888-957-9570, and he'll have a shot at it. We got to get into the Draymond Green, Kevin Durant stuff, because you've done a deep dive on something that is so solid that people deserve to know. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.